Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob's out today. He's off getting a COVID test. He's quarantining, but that's okay because I've got Whiny here with me this morning.
I bid thee good morning, Lady Brooke.
Oh, we're speaking like this, are
I'm
we?
Being a bit posh.
You are being posh. Do you know why, though? Because, Riverland, we've got a morning tea happening in here this morning. First observations, Whiny?
I thought today was the biggest morning tea, but this isn't quite the biggest.
Well, Bob and I had an agreement before it was found out that he was not going to be here that we were going to try and host the smallest morning tea. I feel like I might have achieved that. I've got a beautiful purple teacup set
this
there for you.
This all makes sense now.
What are you seeing on that plate of goodies there? I've got
I'm
one too.
I'm seeing scones, lamingtons, I've got milk, I've got coffee.
It's just black coffee, so I hope
delicious.
You enjoy that.
And my sugar cubes are odd shape, but I don't know if I put it in the coffee or not.
Yeah, maybe don't put the sugar cube in the coffee. Okay. It is orange flavoured, I will give you that.
I know what it is.
Well, everything is little in front of
I
you.
I get it. It's tiny.
The reason
itty bitty.
It is itty bitty. But the reason that we're doing all this morning, Whitey, is because it is the official date for Australia's biggest morning tea, which is something that the Cancer Council have been doing since 1994. Mm-hmm. I think it's an awesome initiative. It's a way to sort of get your friends together. Yep. Have a party, have some morning tea and raise money for the vital funds that the Cancer Council
needs. Of course.
Needs.
They've done really well so far. They've actually raised over $2.2 million, actually nearly $2.3 million.
Oh
I got
gosh.
The exact figure here, but I don't want to rattle it off.
It's
too much.
You know what? That's a lot of money.
It is
either
a lot
way
of money.
You look at it, no matter how specific you get, that is a lot of money. So, Riverland, it's not too late. Though you've got to the end of June to host a tea party. Whitey, you could even host a tea party.
I could. I've probably used these very same utensils.
Yeah, you've even got a goes in for the sip. How's that coffee taste?
Scrumptious, delicious.
It's probably lukewarm as well.
It's not very hot.
You've also got a little teapot there. I think it plays a bit of music.
Does it?
Do you want to share it with us?
Sure.
Wow.
Oh, what a jam!
It's a banger. Is that a pouring sound?
I think so.
Oh my
I'm going to put it over here away from the microphone.
We don't need that. Hopefully it stops. So there we go. Yeah. It stopped. So a very, very important day. You can make it a little bit of fun though, you know. I cook some cupcakes. What's your morning tea specialty, Whitey?
Oreos.
Oreos.
Just Oreos. I'm not a hot drink person, but I will drink tea or coffee for this very special
Well,
event.
I appreciate that. I thought you would come through like that for me. If you want to register Riverland, head on over to biggestmorningtea.com.au. It's as simple as that. You'll get a host pack and then you can host your own morning tea, do it before the end of June 30 and help raise some more money. What do you got? Nearly over 2 million.
2.299249. Yeah.
Wow.
So
a lot of money. Let's hit the 3 million mark, I say.
I bet. They're going to get it.
Let's
easy.
Do it, Riverland. Let's do it. Thank you so much for coming to my morning tea this morning, Whitey.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy.
I'm going to eat
the scones. Maybe don't eat the scones.